Well, a month or so back, we brought you a story about clean energy and about Minnesota's new proposed clean car rules. And at the time, we were assured that the onus for this clean car rule was going to fall not on consumers, but on manufacturers only. Well, yeah, manufacturers, but car dealerships are kind of stuck in the middle there, and they're looking at it. They got some pros, they got some cons. Dwayne Hoppenen joined us this morning. He is the general manager of Kohler Chevrolet, and he's graciously agreed to come on the show this morning and help us unpack a little bit of this. Hey, Dwayne, good morning, and thanks so much for being our guest.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
So the car dealerships are not 1,000,000,000% on board with this plan. Can you tell us why? It's on the surface, of course, at least, it seems like, oh, well, it isn't going to really, it isn't going to affect consumers, and it's just the manufacturers, and it seems like, oh, well, that's a win-win, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we aren't 100% on board, but we're not against it either. We're absolutely stuck right in the middle. We're in a unique position where we are, you know, with our company, with the franchises we have with General Motors and Toyota and Hyundai, who are all really forward-thinking manufacturers, all of whom are producing EVs. We are in the process in 2021 of retrofitting all of our dealerships for EV technology that's coming and the promise of that technology. I think what we're really looking for is to kind of have a seat at the table in figuring out how all this is going to take place. With California Cars, there's really no legislative or citizen voice in this process. And where we live in northern Minnesota, we're in a great environmental area with environmental concerns that we have to protect, so we embrace it. But there still hasn't been a real strong market demand yet for these types of cars, you know, partly because of the expense of them. They're all really expensive. Certainly lifestyle where we live, where look around. Every truck you see has got a hitch hanging on the back, and there's boats and snowmobiles and campers and whatever. We're really blessed to live where we live. Additionally, for us in Duluth, Minnesota, I heard you say beautiful downtown Duluth, and it just made me feel good when you said that. But where we are, we're like a lot of car dealers in our state, where we're on a border. So if Minnesota, adopts California's standards, cars are going to be more expensive, and people are going to have a choice to go to Wisconsin or Iowa or North or South Dakota to buy their cars and bring them into the state. So there's a lot to unpack here that's not just straight away, it's just a great thing. Let's move forward and go from there.
One of the things that I learned having some conversations about this, and I have just scratched the surface, but it really has been some fascinating conversations, is that not all of the EV models are even available in this market yet. It sounds as though in many instances, some of the new models are being targeted toward the New York and LA and maybe Chicago and some of the super big markets, and some of these that consumers might be really excited about aren't even really available for people to buy here.
Well, that's 100% true, and it's not new. This has been the case for a long time. Whether the technology was hybrid technology, which is widespread across our industry now, or hydrogen cars, or plug-in cars, or, whatever. You see all that production being targeted specifically for California and maybe up in the East Coast, where population densities are super tight. They have major air quality issues, and they have to do it. And you know, it makes sense. There's been a little bit of demand in our market over the years. I mean, this has been going on for like 15 years. Not necessarily a bad thing. Thank God we don't have that where we live. But the manufacturers, you're right, Lisa, are producing cars in some cases just for those markets. And if somebody in Duluth, Minnesota wanted one, you know, we'd have to do our best to try and find somebody that would sell us one to resell it, because we're not going to get it from the manufacturer.
Well, perhaps they're going to need to change this. That maybe is one of the areas where they might have to change their policies, because it certainly does sound like they'd be leaving you folks between a rock and a hard place. The idea that this legislation comes out of California, it's like if Iowa had adopted stricter environmental standards, I wonder if it would just sort of rub people the wrong way quite as much as it does. But California decided, for the reasons that you mentioned, that they needed stricter pollution control standards. 14 other states, Washington, D.C., and I understand several of the big car dealerships have already gotten on board with California's standards. And I've got something in a stack here. I've got so many notes that BMW, Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and Volvo have already bound themselves legally to tougher fuel economy standards in a deal with California. So they've kind of said, all right, these air quality standards make sense. Is the problem the air quality standards themselves, or is the problem that it comes from California and that just doesn't quite sit right?
It's not the air quality standards, I can tell you that. I mean, obviously we live in a beautiful area with great air, and we want to keep it and protect that lake and do everything we can to protect the natural resources where we live in Minnesota. But they have unique problems in California that we don't have here. And, you know, so really a lot of it, Lisa, comes down to Minnesotans making a choice for Minnesota. And in the past, it's really been up to the federal government to determine air quality, emission standards for vehicles. So typically you've got 50 state emissions versus, you know, 49 states, and California has its own. And, you know, you're going to have cars built specifically for California and cars built specifically for the rest of the country. You know, if we're tied to California, are we going to get the same opportunities to get vehicles that the other 48 states in that case are going to get? I don't know. I think what we're saying is we're there. We're adopting. We see that the technology is coming. We want it to be driven by the market and by competition, so the cost goes down. We sell them today. We have EVs today. I'm looking at one in my showroom right now. They're wonderful products, but with our lifestyle and the lack of market demand, it makes it difficult to just go, okay, this is all you can have, and it's got to be this standard, and people can cross the bridge and buy a car cheaper. So we want it. We just want it to be done Minnesotan versus having people in California decide how we're going to live.
Wayne, thank you so very, very much for taking some time to explain some of the nuances of this and how this Clean Cars rule could shake down in our area up here. I really appreciate your taking the time, and it's been great to talk with you. Thanks again.
Of course, Lisa. Thank you very much. Call anytime.
Dwayne Hoppenen is the general manager and a partner with Kohler Chevrolet. He joined us this morning as our guest to offer some nuance and some insight into how Minnesota auto dealers are reacting to the Clean Cars proposal.